Sunday in Atlanta, the NBA All-Star Game. And maybe the most startling feature about it this year is who'll be warming the bench at the start of the game. Michael Jordan for the East, Shaquille O'Neal for the West. How did it come to this? We'll ask our perennial starter, Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator out in Chicago. Ron, thanks very much for being
with us. Thank you, Scott.
This is a moment, isn't it? Michael Jordan's last All-Star Game.
Well, it's funny, Scott. You know, coming up on the age of 40, Jordan's playing better this year than last. When he was troubled by injuries and looked as if he was going out in kind of an embarrassing fashion. But he's in better shape. He's playing more minutes. And every once in a while, Scott, it makes you think like you've lost a decade out of your life.
Yeah.
Last week, he scored 45 points in a single game and played every minute of the second half. And one of his teammates said it looked like he was getting ready to go to the prom. But, you know, he doesn't do that sort of thing very often. So his place is on the bench. There's no question about it. So it will be nostalgic, you bet.
I have to ask about the fact that Shaquille O'Neal is going to start the game on the bench because the people's curse, as they say out in Brooklyn, was Yao Ming.
Well, it's funny, you know, for a while they were blaming it on international internet voting. You know, 1 billion wired up Chinese people sending in their ballots. But in the ballots that were handed out at the arenas, Yao Ming was the winner here in the United States. Now, nobody really can say that Yao Ming is a better player than Shaquille O'Neal. But I think there's that curiosity factor. People really want to see him play.
Yeah.
And he's been doing very, very well. And so it'll be fun. But, you know, Shaquille will be there, too, and he'll play a lot, too.
It is a remarkable story, though, because I think we can safely say he has become one of the best centers in the NBA. I don't think I'd have a problem saying that. And he's only been in the United States for 4 months.
Well, but he's not like he just learned how to play basketball, Scott. He played basketball in China. Now, admittedly, the game is not at the same level there. But when you're 7'6" and can shoot from outside, you can do that, you know, anywhere in the world. The question was whether he could stand up to the pounding that he would take and to the 82-game schedule. And let's face it, the season's only half over, and he's already starting to say that he's feeling a little tired. So we need to see what he does the rest of the year and what he does next year and so on. But he certainly has been fun to watch.
Before we leave, I want to ask you about LeBron James. This is the Ohio high school star who was suspended for accepting a couple of throwback jerseys, they're called. These are essentially expensive T-shirts with, I guess, Gale Sayers' name on it from an athletic goods store, sporting goods store there in Ohio. I wonder, now that so many high school stars are going directly to the NBA, some of the corruption that has infected college basketball, is that coming into high schools?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that, Scott. Obviously, LeBron James got some bad advice. But when you think of all the advice people are giving him these days, how could some of it not be bad? Let me tell you something that John Chaney said just the other day. Makes a lot of sense to me. Nobody got upset about all the money Wayne Gretzky and Jennifer Capriati and the Williams sisters made when they were teenagers. Mm-hmm. Nobody judges the kids in privileged sports that way, Chaney said. So why is LeBron James being held to a different standard? It is a shame to see high school sports corrupted by money, but on the other hand, why should they be different from all the rest of the sports?
Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.